A little different format this week. I will be reading the opening statements, and then together we'll do the part that says all, and then we'll do it me along with you in the one and all, and then together we'll do the prayer confession. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in Him.
All and me says, full of honor and majesty is His work,
and His righteousness endures forever.
Psalm 111, verses 1 through 3, and together the prayer confession. Sure, Lord, we knew when you said we must eat your flesh, you didn't mean that. But we cling to a word or phrase without allowing your grace to speak toward your goodness and mercy. The word of God is yours to bless all nations, not ours to use as a club. We praise you for this gift of life and pray that we might humbly approach the word of God on the page and the bread of life in our midst. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead, He ascended into heaven, and setteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.